Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This will be a very technically advanced investigation.
All right, are my holders ready?
Taser, taser, taser.
We had a bit of a challenge there.
Okay? This is a part of our history, the same as others. Maybe not one that everybody is proud of.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, till 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show. And very happy to be with you here. The truth is our bitch. Let's turn that off. Jesus. I'm telling you, man, one of these days I'll just take a fire axe to all of this. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry show. We have Larry Grover is going to be on with us here in just a moment. And we also have later on Mavis Leonard, who'll be talking with us about school and about kids and about discipline. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots each and every night here. We try to give it to you as honestly and as straight and as... Now, watch out, man, because I'm actually going to try to play something off this wave cart. Whoa, it works. Okay, that 877-876-PHIL. So that works. All right, that's good. And a couple of notes to make, as we usually do here at the beginning of the program. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on WQRT 1160 AM in Cincinnati and KLWN 1320 in Lawrence, Kansas. And we've had so many people asking, where can I hear the show? If you go to our website, philhendryshow.com, we've got an affiliate list there. And who knows? There might be an affiliate near you. Check it out. If not, we've got live streaming video of the show right now, as well as live streaming audio of the show on our video cast, and you can check that out. And we're in high-definition video, so it's Phil TV in HD. And if you're watching the video cast, you wonder, where is Phil? What is that? We're in our sewer. This is Studio 3. It's basically just a converted sewer. And those two empty pipes there behind me, generally I just put personal effects there now, that used to be where raw, stinking sewage, I don't know.
Man, what the hell, man? They clean that out?
Yeah, they cleaned it out. It's been a long, long time ago. So we took over this building, and I don't know what it was. At one point, it was some kind of a medical lab. At another point, I think it was an insane asylum. At another point, I think is where, I don't know what it was. Nonetheless, that's where we are tonight. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is our number. Don't forget, when you're on our website, we do want you to take advantage of our shop. That is the Phil Hendry Show merchandise shop, and we've got our brand-new Phil Hendry Show coffee mugs in there for you guys to enjoy, as well as our shot glasses. This week we'll have our T-shirts, and all of our legacy CDs are there, the best of Phil Hendry from 2005 back to 1997, and we're planning a new series of downloads for you very, very soon. Onward!
Woo!
Yeah, all right, good. Larry Grover joining us from Conservatives of Kern County, and the 2012 elections now become quite a reality. This is 2011. It seemed like only yesterday, Larry, we had a presidential election. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing very good, as a matter of fact, and I'm very grateful that you've allowed me on the program tonight.
Well, allowed you on the program, of course. One of the things that we did want to discuss were the slate of candidates that conservatives of Kern County would be endorsing, who you might endorse for president. And then you have a political announcement to make. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bill.
By the way, who is your pick for president?
Right now, I'm still very much a Mike Huckabee man. I have been for many, many years. But I may at this particular point swing over to Romney. I don't know. It just depends on how viable Romney is. I think that Romney is maybe the most electable of any of the candidates the Republican Party can put forward right now. But, again, we'd have to wait and see.
You are planning a run for Congress yourself.
I am, Phil. I'm going to put my name in the ring, if you will, throw my hat in the ring for the office of United States Congress in our district here in Culver City, California.
And what district number is that, do you know?
I don't have that with me right now, but it is a significantly, it's a good-sized district and covers a good portion of the Los Angeles metro area out here on the west side.
You're going to be running for Congress, and I'd heard something about this, Larry. It doesn't come as a complete surprise. You had a one aborted run at State Assembly 2 years ago. This is going to be a much tougher road to hoe.
It will be. And one of the reasons why I wanted to be on your program this evening was to, first of all, introduce myself to any of your listeners who are not familiar with me. And secondly, make sure that I am being completely candid, and that I am I'm actually practicing what a lot of these candidates say they practice and they don't, which is full disclosure. And I have a long-standing record as a conservative, as a member of the Republican Party. I have one instance in the last 12 months out of a lifetime of 45 years that I do want to bring to the attention of yourself and your listeners, and that was a relationship that I had with a young woman who made claims to me that she was of age, and she was not. We dated for about 4 months. We were intimate, and when I found out that she was, in fact, not of legal age, I immediately suspended and cut off all contact with her. And certainly I talked to very good friends of mine who are here in the 33rd District. But thank you very much. Pat Mullen is one of our advisors. Gave me it's the 33rd District, Phil.
33rd Congressional District.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, but before we get into that, let's talk about this indiscretion with a young woman who was not 18, correct?
That is correct.
Now, I want to ask you, did you run afoul of the law?
No, no, not at all. Not at all. There was no arrests. There was no nothing like that.
Did you run afoul of her family? You know, like a father?
No, there was nothing that I was not able to handle. Let me put it that way. There's going to be, you know, obviously there's going to be some contact and questions and what, you know, what happened. And it was nothing that I was not able to handle.
Now, let me ask you, you said she was not of age. How old was she?
She was under the age of 18. And at this particular time, I don't feel it's important. And, Phil, I don't really think that you need to feel it's important so much as that we say, and the message is clear, that I'm being candid.
Well, I think it is important. I mean, you know, Larry, I've spent my entire life in the media and my entire life in public relations and marketing. So I know that perception is everything. So what we want to do, you know, Larry, if you're very serious about this run, and
well, I am very serious, and it's why that it's one of the reasons why I've decided to come out early and declare, and it's one of the reasons why I've decided to come out early and declare, and also let people know what may be in my background that they would like to know. I don't want to hide anything. And I have nothing to hide, with the exception of this incident.
How long ago was this?
This was last summer.
Last summer. And you don't want to tell me how old she is?
I don't. Well, I think when I tell you that she's under the age of 18, she was not 18. And I think that that's all that needs to be said about that. And
well, again, I believe in the perception in the mind of the listener is, if she was 17 and a half as opposed to 13...
Well, no, but the law says, and it's very, very clear, and when you say perception, it's already, I think, if you will, bad enough, but I don't think me being honest about it makes it quite as bad. If I hit it, I think it would be bad. And
well, you're not answering my question. Look, I you know, I've known you a long time, Larry. If you're running for public office, I think that you are a long time and a very hardworking conservative, and that's exactly the kind of candidate here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots that we want to see.
Thank you.
And we want, and certainly your work ethic cannot be questioned. You have written, you have spoken, you are a guy that carries the message. So, as a candidate for the United States Congress, I don't think that we could offer a better name. And, of course, we want to see who else the voters are going to want to see this.
Absolutely. And, Phil, I stand ready to debate any one of them, anyone that happens to think they're ready for this job.
Who do you think as well? I don't even want to get into that right now because we do have a... It's a touchy situation.
Well, Pat Caldwell is one. Pat Caldwell is one. Steve Mullen, who is Jim Mullen's brother, who works for me, Steve is going to be another one. But I don't think either one of them have, quite frankly, my intelligence. I don't think they've got my experience. I don't think they can connect. And I think this is a very key thing, Phil, connect with a voter the way that I can.
All right, but we got to get back to this the reason why you got on the show here tonight.
Yes, sir.
And that is that you had a relationship with an underage girl
Well, you say girl. She was a young woman.
Well, you say under the age of 18.
That is correct. But I would say to you is I would appreciate if you would refer to her as a young woman, because what happens in the mind of these people that are listening to your program tonight, who are going to follow, I think, your lead, Bill. If you say, she's a young woman, I think they're going to follow your lead, because this is dangerous territory for me.
Yeah. What makes you think they're going to follow my lead? People understand the difference between a girl and a young woman and a woman.
Well, here's my fear, that there is such, in the world of listening and viewing and the consumers of entertainment or media are easily swayed. I mean, look at how many people Charlie Sheen gets for a show. You know, this is not brain surgery. And so I'm asking you to refer to her as a young woman, if you could.
Okay, I'm happy to do that, Larry, but I'm concerned about the issue here of how old she is.
I told you she's under the age of 18, sir.
And how old was she?
Right now, that is not anything...
Look, a scandal like this can hurt the GOP. Liberal media will use this against the entire party. Do you understand? This has happened already, okay?
No, they're not going to use this.
No, this has already happened. You've seen it a million times. The liberal media gets a hold of this kind of thing, and the first thing they do is they call the entire conservative movement of the Republican Party hypocrites, because we have stressed over and over our belief in family value, in good moral behavior, outward moral behavior at least, that we want from our candidates and we want from our citizens. And when you come out with this kind of thing...
That is exactly why I've come on your program, to be honest about it. That's exactly why I'm on your program here, telling you I dated a young lady under the age of 18.
But I need to know how old she was.
I believe I've answered your question, sir.
And no, you have not answered my question. And again, I'm going to tell you that you have set yourself up here, okay?
Well, I came on your program tonight so that I could talk about my candidacy.
I'm happy to do that, but you also came on the show to talk about this bit of information that you want to get out in front of the people.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm telling you, having been in media, having been in public relations and journalism and PR all of my professional life, I'm telling you that the liberal media takes this kind of ambiguity and they turn it into, my God, they'll turn it into Nuremberg. They'll turn it into a war crime. They'll turn it into the worst thing that could possibly... Can you imagine someone like Huffington getting a hold of this? Can you imagine Huffington when she's not having a meeting with Joel Stein or some other guy that, you know, all these heavyweights and heavy hitters that she's rubbing elbows with now that she's a multimillionaire? You imagine what she's going to do with this?
It's not going to be fair.
Fair? She doesn't know the meaning of the word fair. If you get this into that sheet...
I'm not afraid of Arianna Huffington, if that's what you're saying, and I'm sorry to hear that you are.
And I'm not afraid. I'm not the guy running for Congress.
Well, I am, and I'm not afraid of her, and I know she won't be fair, and I know that she'll try to turn this into something. I went out with I'm telling you, and I'm telling your listeners, that I went out with a young lady. I went out with a young lady in the summer of last year, of 2010. And she was,
What about I want to ask you a question here.
She was not 18.
All right, but what about the damage you're doing to the Republican Party by running, man? Do you understand that right now Obama and the liberal wing, and perhaps not President Obama so much, but the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, they're on their heels, man. They just got their asses handed to them in a congressional election, okay?
I know that, and that's why I'm running. I want to take advantage of that.
I'm telling you that unless you come clean with the age of this girl, you're not going to be doing the party much good. You're going to be hurting the party. And this is just the thing that they like to take, and they like to take people's attention.
I'm not hurting. I think you got me mixed up with somebody else. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm here early telling you I went out with a girl, a young woman, I mean, and she was not 18.
And you don't want to tell me how old she was.
She was not 18, sir.
She was under the age of 18.
That is correct.
Hold the line here. Larry Grover on the line here from Conservatives of Kern County. We have to take a very quick break. I apologize, folks, but I got a little frustrated trying to find out how old this girl is that he went out with. He's running for Congress, 33rd District. He's throwing his hat in a ring, but he had a relationship with a young woman that he says was underage, and he wants to get it out there in the open and tell the voters. Only problem is he's not telling me how old she was. 877-876-PHIL. Your call's next for our guest, Larry Grover. Should he run for office, or is he too much of a liability to the GOP? 877-876-7445. Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I'm making a big deal out of nothing.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. We've got Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the line with us, and our number is 877-876-7445. Larry is on to announce that he is going to be a candidate for the 33rd Congressional District to run for Congress. And, you know, while I congratulate you, you've got something that I think is much, much bigger than you think it is in your background. That is the dating of an underage woman who you did not know was underage. She was, and you were intimate with, and she was not 18, and she was an age that you don't want to tell me.
I don't, Phil, I told you, you're either under 18 or you're over 18. And I think that, here is what I believe, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I honestly I don't think you can. I think that I came on here tonight to tell you very honestly that I was involved with an underage woman. She was not 18. We were intimate. We dated for about 4 months.
How did you find out about her age?
Because I met Tim Capshaw, who's a friend of mine, and he works for her father. And
so this guy told you what?
Told me. What, that she was not of age. I'm not going to. I don't think it's. I think all you need to hear is that this. She was not old enough.
And you didn't have any interaction with her father.
I did not have any interaction with her father. Now, you know what? Here is the point that I want to make. I've been honest with the listeners. I've been honest with the with you. I'm going to be honest with the voters. And I think the only person here that is making a bigger deal out of this than needs to be made out of it is you.
You think so, huh?
Do I think so? I know so. I don't think the average conservative is going to, once I have been honest, because that's the key. And
no, I just told you that I don't think it's the key. You know?
Well, because you tell me that you don't think something's the key, Phil.
I don't think it's the key. I don't think that honesty is necessarily, quote, the key. I think what the key is yes, honesty's important. But I think something else is at play here. I think it is your morality or your moral fiber or however you want to put it. People want to know that they got a guy going to Washington. Okay, look at these guys. Larry, come on. Look at these guys that, what was this guy? Gary Condit with Chandra Levy?
That woman was murdered, sir. That woman was, I never had anything to do with the injuring of any human being. And
well, maybe, all right, it's not a good example, but you know the moral fiber of these individuals that go to Washington, some of them. Sitting there in a diaper, that guy Vitter.
Well, but you know, you want to bring up all these Republicans. What about the Democrats? What about the Democrats? Want to bring up me? I'm a Republican.
But you got to be above that. You can't say the Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. You got to stop doing this stuff, man. Republicans have got to stop. Republicans have got to find out who the guys are in their own ranks that are running for office that are behaving this way and stop them from doing it. Okay. We're sick and tired of electing, excuse me for saying this, we're sick and tired of electing bums into office. We need politicians with moral character.
I will tell you right now that I resent being called a bum, okay?
I'm not necessarily calling you a bum, but I'm saying you got a question to answer here.
I've answered your question. I've answered it a million different ways, and I think your listeners are probably saying to themselves right now, why is Phil Henry beating this into the ground?
I don't think so. I think what they're saying is, how old was this girl?
I told you that she was not 18.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. Marianne in Anchorage, Alaska. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, thank you very much, Phil. I think that as a spokesperson for the Republican Party and someone who wants to be a part of the Republican Party representing us, we need to make sure he gets a reality check. We need to make sure that he realizes that what he did is date a girl. Let's face it, he wants to be out there on policy issues and representing us, and he's dating a girl.
All right, hold on. Marianne, I want you to hold the line. I want you to hold the line, and Larry, you hold the line. I'll have you both back here in just a moment. We are taking our break here at the end of the hour. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. As we continue talking about his candidacy for the 33rd District, he's admitted to having had an intimate relationship with an underage girl, and we're talking about the damage that's going to do to the Republican Party, Larry. And I do want to get back to my caller. This is... Hold on for a second. We have Marianne on the line, and she is in Anchorage, Alaska. Go ahead, Marianne, and pick up where you left off. You were talking about the viability of his candidacy and so forth.
Absolutely. I question the candidate's judgment. If he is there representing the Republican Party, what in the name of heaven's sake is he doing dating an underage girl? Okay, there are policy issues. There are issues that are so critical. And what we are talking about here is a man that has the lack of judgment, character, and morality to engage in a relationship with someone who is not even of the consenting age. Excuse me, we need politicians that represent the interests of America, the Republican, mantra that we want to hold at the forefront. Dating an underage girl under the age of 18 is not what I hold at the forefront. Come on, she doesn't even have the mental fortitude to understanding what relationship she's entering into.
Well, ma'am, I did not know the age of this young woman when we began dating. When I found out how old she was, I, at that time, told her that we should break off the relationship.
But you haven't, for a couple of things, Larry, you haven't told me how old she was. And I also haven't asked you this question. When you broke this off, when you found out how old she was, did you continue to have intimate relations with her?
I am going to tell, I'm going to be honest with you, which is something you're not going to get from a Democrat, all right? We had one intimate moment.
After you found out this girl was not 18?
That is correct.
And why was that?
Because she was upset that I told her that we were not going to be together, and... If I made a mistake, I'm being honest.
And Phil, this goes to the mental. This goes to the mental fortitude of this young girl. She's vulnerable. She's indecisive. And you know what? We do not need candidates like this representing the Republican Party. Excuse me.
Well, I think I've been very honest. And
You have not been honest. I asked you how old she is.
She's under 18. She's under 18. If you want to let your imagination run wild, go ahead.
Well, you know, Larry, there's a difference between 17 and 12 and 8.
Eight? I told you, we didn't, you know, if she was 8 years old, I think we would have drawn the attention of the police.
All right, how old was she?
I'm telling, she was 15 years old.
15?
Oh, 15. My God.
And you went ahead and you had sex with her.
She was very distraught. See what happens? This, I love this. I'm getting abused because I'm honest. But the Democrats get away with bloody murder. And I think, and you know, as conservatives, we don't stick together, do we? What we do is we drag each other off into the bush like dingoes.
15 years old, man. That's young. And when that gets
That's
out there, when the...
What do you mean when it gets out there? You're broadcasting it to the world right now.
You came on my program and you wanted to be honest.
Well, so what... You're going to tell me that all the years I spent working for the Republican Party as hard as I did, you're going to throw that into an ash can because of some 50... Are you kidding? I'm sorry the lady's on the phone, but I want to talk to you man to man. Do you think you'd pass that up?
What are you talking about, man?
You know what I'm saying.
Marianne, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Our number
thank
is
877. Thank you so very much. And don't let, this guy off the hook.
Let me off the hook. What you and Mr. Hendry are doing is you basically are dipping me in hydrochloric acid and laughing.
Oh, don't be so dramatic, man. You're running for Congress. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Alan in Orange, California. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks, Mr. Hendry. I just want to say that the liberals are going to tear him from limb to limb for no good reason at all.
Not if we stick together.
He must have been in love with her.
7876-PHIL. Al in Durham, North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, you know, you got to give him kudos for coming clean, but that certainly doesn't rectify his poor judgment and decision he made. I mean, if how old of a gentleman is Larry?
How old am I? You're asking me my age. I'm 39 years old.
All right, so you're dating someone who could possibly be your daughter.
Well, if I were 56 and she was 30, she could be my daughter.
Oh, no, I understand that, but you're talking about a young woman who's just on the cusp of becoming a woman, and and that's just perverted, man. That's just wrong.
Well, not to mention it's illegal. You had let's get down to the point. It's illegal, Larry.
Yeah, but you see what you're doing. This man is not worried about the illegality. He's talking about the morality. That's what I want to talk about. And the morality
is wrong.
Right, because.
So you don't care whether it's illegal or not, Al? Is that it?
Oh, no, you don't care that it's illegal, but it's more immoral than illegal.
Well, he could get a statutory rape charge.
You're trying to talk somebody
else. It depends on the state.
Wait. A minute ago, you were on my side. Now you're agreeing with Mr. Hendry? This is what I can't stand about talk radio. A minute ago, this guy was backing me up.
No, he's not. He was calling you immoral. And he felt that that was the larger transgression.
Yeah, and then you said it was illegal and I could get arrested for statutory rape and blah. Well, heck, as long as I got the phone here, why don't I just call the cops? You know, I'm trying to run for Congress and you guys want to put me in jail.
You know something?
No, I don't want to put you in jail. I just don't want to put you in Congress. That's poor judgment. You're supposed to be of a higher moral fiber than the rest of us.
Do you know the difference between a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old? No, you don't. And
What if you're that old, man? And not that old, but if she's that young, why don't you just stay away from women that age? And the fact that you went ahead and had sex with her one more time after you found out she was 15.
What's going on here is...
Yes, 15 years old, sir.
And telling me that you need a 15-year-old girl to tell you she's 15, you can't tell?
I was under the impression she was 18, and I admitted that she was under 18, and I said to Mr. Hendry that I didn't need to know to tell everybody her age, then he pushed it out of me.
No.
You
I
knew that she.
And kudos for you for coming clean. Pulled out a whole kitty pocketbook. You didn't realize she was 15.
I can only tell you that you and Mr. Hendry, you don't have any experience dating younger women. They don't pull out a kitty pocketbook.
Of course I dated younger women.
I don't have experience dating 15-year-old women.
Well, this guy says that he did. How old were you when you dated a 15-year-old? Listen to this guy.
He said when he was in high school.
16, 17.
Well, when they're with an older, when they don't want to impress a guy like you, they'll pull out the kitty pocketbook.
All right, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Larry Grover about him coming on our program tonight and announcing his candidacy for the 33rd District of Congress, but in the process saying... admitting to an affair or relationship with an underage woman. He didn't know she was underage until he found out the girl was 15. And Larry, you are still here wanting to run for Congress. And
of course, yes, I'm here wanting to run for Congress because I thought that conservatives stuck together. And I thought that Republicans stuck together. And I didn't think that we turned on each other like rabid dingoes And the reason why I use that word dingo, if you remember, there was a dingo in Australia that took a baby and took it into the woods, and I don't want to tell you the rest of that story, but I think you're going to, it was a Meryl Streep movie that I seen. But what I'm pointing out here is...
I know, you think it's disloyalty. You don't think that this is proper vetting. You think it's disloyalty, and I think that that is a completely wrong way of looking at things. Here is Emily in Winston-Salem. Go ahead, Emily. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and in her language, it's called an epic fail. I'm done. I'm not going to vote for you. I need someone that's going to make informed decisions, that's going to look at things from many directions. They're not going to just take what they see and accept it the way it is. How do you do that? As one person?
Here is what I would say to you. One of the things you need from leadership is also to learn very rapidly from mistakes, because even our own Republican leadership has made terrible mistakes. And when you learn rapidly from those mistakes, then you're able to put into practice a game plan that is much sounder than your opponent. All right, I went out with a 15-year-old for 4 months. 4 months. Is that a year? No. Is that 10 years?
For 4 months, you didn't know this girl was 15.
Too long. And you had relations after you broke it off, which says to me that you didn't learn rapidly, which is what you're saying you need to do.
Exactly. How did you learn there?
She was upset.
Well, did she say she wanted to have sex?
Mr. Hendry, this is extremely intimate.
You came on this program, to be honest.
I assume that's what she wanted.
Boy, is this sick.
You know, I think
now,
it's unfair,
now we're making assumptions, and that's not a safe thing to do either. I need people that are going to look at the whole picture, and if you learn rapidly, you wouldn't have done it again.
Look at this. Obama is president. Now all of a sudden, everybody's got religion. We need some people that are really, you know, got... How did I get...
Not religion. Not religion. It's just good stuff.
Everyone's...
People want leaders that are not going to equivocate, that are not going to lie, that are not going to, prevaricate, that are not going to kind of fudge around with the truth, that are not going to rationalize. We want people, if a cat made mistakes and he's out front and he's doing great things for the country, this is a country that can deal with that. But if you are equivocating and rationalizing and...
You know, you're using a lot of words no one understands. Nobody understands equivocate. Who do you think you're, William F. Buckley?
Justifying. Same thing.
All right. Yes, Emily, thank you so much for your call.
Hold on a minute. This woman just said to me she's the mother of a 14-year-old girl who said it was an epic fail.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said, ma'am?
Those are her words.
Okay.
That's how a 14-year-old speaks.
That's what she said about me? Because that's exactly what this girl said to me, and I'm wondering if the two of them know each other.
It's something the way kids talk.
Well, she said to me that I was an epic fail when she found out.
When she found out what?
That I knew how old she was.
All right, I don't understand that.
That didn't make sense.
Oh, God.
Thank you for looking out for us, Phil.
Thank you very much, Emily. Our number 877-876. I just turned myself off there. Which is probably a good idea.
Some nights.
That's right. Some nights it's just better to just switch yourself off. This conversation with Larry Grover... You know, this guy should never, in my opinion, what he's basically said here is he had a relationship with an underage woman for 4 months last summer. He wants to get it out there in the open because he wants to be honest. And in being honest, he's hoping that that the electorate will see what an honest guy is. Now we find out the guy, he didn't want to say how old she is. She's 15. 15 years old. And he went ahead and had sex with her when he found out. As a goodbye, whatever. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. And lots more to come. Mavis Leonard will be up with us next hour to talk about classroom discipline, but more of your calls ahead for Larry Grover on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and also online at philhendryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I don't think you have a congressional race. We're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. I don't think you have a congressional race to go to, because I think if the liberal media that you're afraid of picks up on this interview tonight, and the fact that you dated a 15-year-old girl, and the fact that you knew she was 15 the very last night that you dated her, and when you finally found out she was underage, that you still went ahead and were intimate with her, when they get a hold of that, you're not going to have a congressional race.
I think the liberal media, Mr. Henry, is going to believe what people tell them. And if we can turn this in a direction, this interview in a direction, whereby my personal life is a reflection of my struggles and the fact that I dated a... You know, my wife and my kids left me. I mean, no one's talked about the divorce. They haven't talked about Marcy and the girls leaving. And so I look like I'm just a single pervert sleeping on a cot in my mother's house, which I am sharing my house with my mother, and it is her house, but I stand to inherit it. And all of these things are, but you're just telling me, I came on here to be honest, and you've taken my honesty, and you've taken my honesty, and you've beat it up.
And I've taken your honesty and beat it up?
That's right.
1-877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Barbara here in Pensacola, Florida. Go ahead, Barbara. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi.
I don't think you just beat it up. Hi.
I consider myself an open-minded professional, but the more I listen to this man, I kind of think this isn't real, is it? I mean, he can't really be.
If you're really running for Congress, you've just butchered your chances.
No, I have not just butchered my chances, and yes, I am running for Congress. You know, here's the interesting thing. People say they want honesty. When they get honesty, no, they don't. That's what I find to be the most hypocritical thing.
Well, it's hard to believe you're serious about running for Congress.
Right. Really?
When you come on here and talk about a 15-year-old.
I'm here talking to conservatives and Republicans because they understand honesty. Are you a Republican, ma'am?
I am a Republican, and I
all right.
Why am I not accorded the courtesy
you'd give a liberal?
Well, I do not like the liberal media either. But you don't even need the liberal media. You just don't have a chance in the world. I mean,
my point was if Republicans and conservatives will stick together, but when I'm thrown to the dogs the way
we do stick together, we stick together for moral interpretude, and we would be just like the Democrats if we allowed, you know, this type of behavior. I mean,
exactly.
why are you having sex with somebody but you don't know well enough to know their age? What kind of judgment is that?
The young lady, yes, I did. The young lady told me she was 18. And I believe
why should they have to? I mean, you know, did you know her name?
Of course I did.
Oh,
of course I did.
You knew her. Well, that's good. I mean,
I'm not exactly sure. Well, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but of course I knew her name. And she told me she was 18.
All right. So what people have been saying to you here, and you're not hearing this.
You can't tell the difference, but you don't have judgment to tell the difference between the knowledge of even an 39-year-old married man with an 18-year-old. Give me a break, you know?
Let me ask you this, Barbara. That's not good judgment.
Let me ask you this.
What if I said to you, and I had just met you, hi, Barbara, how old are you? 18. You would be flattered. You'd be very flattered. You wouldn't question my judgment. You'd be flattered by that. And you would think that I was a nice guy and that I saw beauty in you maybe that other men didn't see. But
I don't think it would take a long stretch for me to think that you were a nice guy. I mean, serious.
If I met you and I said, I think you're 18, you would be all over me in a New York minute.
Oh, come on, will you?
You know she would.
I think you're really repulsive. Yeah. I mean, truthfully, I think it's so repulsive that I think that it's got to be a form. I've never called a radio station before.
Well, that's not honesty.
Can't be real.
You're not being honest there. You're not being honest there saying that you've never called a radio station. You know
Do
you
I?
Have.
Do
you've
I?
You've called other radio shows. You've called, because I've
oh,
heard
no,
your voice
I've ne- I never have.
No, I think you called Rusty Humphrey a couple times.
I just happen to be a medical director on my way home, driving at night.
Of course.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it, Barbara. 877-876-PHIL. We got one more here. Let's go to Randy in El Centro, California. Go ahead, Randy.
Yes, I think this gentleman needs a wake-up call. I'm a hardline Republican. I'm also involved in... can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you fine. And I'm glad I'm talking to a Republican finally.
Okay, well, I'm also law enforcement. You need to wake up. There's a difference between honesty and an honest man. You're not an honest man. You might be honest speaking right now, but you're not an honest man. You're a 39-year-old with a 15-year-old. That's ridiculous. There's no way you can even mix the two up, all right? If you're that confused and that unstable, you need to go and turn yourself in. That's what you need to do.
So now, because I've been honest, now you want to split hairs and say, well, I'm honest, but I'm not an honest man. And now
it's black and white. Why do you want to split hairs? Why do you want to even put terminology in there that won't even confirm?
You're an honest man. There's
honesty and there's not a span. Now I got to go out with a 15-year-old, and then after you find out he's 15, continue the relationship. There's the crime. Okay? You've already stepped into a realm. You need to go and get help, turn yourself in.
All the
stuff you've done in your whole life is
right.
Phil.
Only 6 4 hours, I'm telling you.